NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome to the show, y'all. Second hour going strong. Had an interesting conversation in the first hour. Generally speaking, we're not able to get out of one to two topics during the course of this show, and that's why it makes for a great show, because we let it breathe. We don't just stick to the script. We go ahead and talk through things, and as a matter of fact, we're going to stay with this topic, but we're going to take a different angle on it as well. But anyway, you're listening to Up on Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Houshmandzadeh. That's Plaxico Burress. We formed that dynamic trio, you know, like the three amigos. Hey! I think I'm the one with the quick gun, though, because I think I was, like, busting off on y'all in the first hour of this show.
Man, you had a – how many cups of coffee you had today?
Yeah, dog, I did. I have had two. How'd you know?
He was in a groove, man.
How'd you know, man? I was just
moving
super quickly.
Feeling good this morning.
And I got my UGG boots on. My feet are warm, man, and nice and cozy.
And sweating,
too. With the baby powder inside of them.
I ain't got no baby powder. up in my pants. Anyway, you're listening to Up on Game, and Up on Game is being recorded in Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you could save a bundle. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. Get a quote today. All right, here we go. Now, we're talking about Eric Bieniemy. But TJ, talk to me about your boy and how nobody out here has heard of him or seen of him. But some way, somehow, he comes up quickly with a job.
We're talking Nick Sirianni, offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts.
Had a great year.
The Philadelphia Eagles just hired him to be their head coach, and it was a surprise to everyone. It was just out of nowhere, he's the head coach.
And it was quick.
And it was like, where did this come from? Was he in other people's eyes? We don't know how these interviews go, obviously, but other people are looking at it as if the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, and Howie Roseman, they want somebody they can control. They couldn't control Doug Peterson, so they got rid of him. They basically chose the quarterback, Carson Wentz, over the head coach, Peterson. And so do they get Sirianni? Because I'm sure Frank Reich spoke very highly of Carson Wentz. Okay, what do you think? Well, he's going off what Frank Reich told him, so he probably spoke highly of Carson Wentz as well. Is he a puppet hire? You just don't know. But for him to be hired, and I don't believe, I have never heard of this guy, and that doesn't mean he's not a great coach. He may go on to have great success. It came out of nowhere, and his name wasn't on the radar of anyone.
You know what's interesting, and I'm going to let you get yours in, Plex, but here's the interesting thing about this fella to me. He's a part of that young movement. He's only 39, so he's a fairly young dude. But again, when you're talking about qualifications, when you look at him, what qualifies him? I mean, shouts out to him for coaching at IUP. Love that local school where I grew up. But if you think about it, he was quality control in Kansas City in 2009. He was an assistant quarterback coach in 2010 for the Chiefs. Assistant quarterback coach, which means really, if you want the translation of that, people, you do nothing. You get the quarterback coach coffee. You print out his plays. You log and you chart plays and different things like that. But you're not a coach. As an assistant quarterback's coach, you sit there.
You're still quality control.
You're still quality control. Okay, so then you move on. Then
scout team cards.
Then back in 2011, he goes away from being the assistant quarterback coach to back to an offensive quality control coach. Then he goes to receivers coach. So now they promote him in 12 to becoming a receivers coach, which, by the way, I guess if you are offensive quality control and quarterbacks coach, it seems as though, and I'm proving a point here because now the narrative is becoming a little clearer to me because I don't think he was qualified. But as I'm looking at what's taking place, they were grooming him. This is a grooming that was taking place. They first started making him a quality control coach of the offense. Then they made him the assistant quarterback coach. So they wanted him to learn what it was to watch and how you train the quarterback. And then they made him a quality control coach again and then made him a receivers coach. So then he leaves. He goes in quality control again for San Diego. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No head coaching jobs, no coordinatorships, none of those things until he gets to Indianapolis. And he did a good job. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts offense was good, but
it was solid.
They had a pretty good offense. They had a pretty good offense.
Is this about how good their offense was, or is this about they groomed him to be able to take this job?
Absolutely not, because like TJ said, I've never heard of this guy. He had a top 10 offense in Indianapolis like for 3 years in a row. Other than that, He coached quarterbacks and wide receivers in Kansas City in 2009, and like you said, there's a checklist of boxes, and they're going into these offices of these NFL teams, and they're basically telling them what they want to hear. I don't think he qualifies for this job at all. I'm thinking when the Eagles fired Doug Peterson, I'm thinking they're going to stay in house and hire a guy like Deuce Taylor, who's been there for 12 or 13 years, who I played with, who was very knowledgeable and coached under Andy Reid. But this guy, I just don't know how he got the position. The Philadelphia Eagles, I think, is probably one of the top five coaching jobs in the NFL. I think it goes Dallas, maybe Pittsburgh, New York, Philadelphia. But I just don't understand a guy of his credentials, how he steps out of the blue, out of nowhere, and gets a head coaching job down in Philly. You know what? I don't think they're going to win many games, so, you know, kudos to them. But it just goes to show that, you know, they just, you know, they climb up the ranks and jump over these hoops and jump through these loops that nobody understands. We don't understand it because we know who the great and who the good coaches are in this league. Because it hasn't changed over the last, basically, you know, 20 years. But I just don't understand how the Philadelphia Eagles can just jump out the window and just say, you know, this guy's our guy, and, you know, nobody's never heard of him. Hmm.
Interesting conversation. We've been on this for a while. You're listening to Up On Game. We are broadcasting live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS-TO-SWITCH, and you can save an average of $470 on auto insurance. That's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think? Average nationwide annual savings. Survey data, July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
So let's get to these callers. I know you guys have been on hold for a while. G-Dub and the Nasty Natty, you listening to Up On Game. Talk to us.
What's going on, LeVar? What's going on, Plax? And TJ?
What's
born and raised here in Cincinnati, man. So I was here when you were doing your thing, man.
The Natty?
I was that guy on the radio defending you when they, you know, he's doing the typical player hating in the Cincinnati media. Let me say this. You know, LeVar, with all due respect, bro, I get your points about different boxes that need to be checked, but I'm kind of with TJ and Plaxico on this one. When you say, I'm not going to play the race card, it's not playing the race card when you telling it like it is and seeing what you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the business meetings that you had, you sit with people for 2 or 3 hours, and then you might not ever hear them again. Well, the difference between that and Eric Bieniemy is that they hear from him 16 weeks out of the season and probably 365 days out of the year. So they should know what type of plan Eric Bieniemy is bringing to the table. You guys just brought up Seriano. What you didn't mention in that whole dissertation about his resume is that Frank Wright called the play. And that's something that's always used against Eric Bieniemy. This gets to TJ's point. Despite what they say that Andy Reid calls the plays, we know that that was the same for Peterson. That was the same for Gates. So let's not switch it up now. And what I'm sick of, guys, I live in a city where Zach Taylor is our freaking coach. Mm-hmm. And he has a worse record than Dave Shula. Think about that. And I'll end with this. You know, this whole idea that black coaches or assistant coaches don't interview well, this is that same BS that we heard about black quarterbacks. Maybe they don't know how to read defenses. Maybe they're just one read and one. I'm tired of that crap. And whatever box that Dan Campbell checked off, that's the reason why Detroit is in the position that they are now, always losing. That press conference was an absolute joke.
Detroit,
I can't imagine
Detroit
Dan Campbell in an interview outside of Eric Bieniemy.
Detroit hired two black head coaches.
Hey, bro, why you sound like Mike Tomlin, though?
Man, because it gets me fired up.
He kind of does sound like Mike Tomlin.
He does.
Now that you say something.
But it gets fired up, guys, because all we hear is that, you know, do your job, keep your head down, play by the rules, and all that stuff, and you still get skipped over. And this is not like hitting interviews. This is the most popular sport in America, and we're seeing what's happening.
Hey, Mike, that's really cool you come on and advocate for all these coaches that ain't getting their gigs.
Yeah,
G-Dub. Right now, man. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
We appreciate you, man.
Hey, listen, I'm not disagreeing with what you guys are saying, but I will say this. I still think that there's something to be said about whatever that code is that needs to be cracked. You got to figure out a way to crack the code, because it's not good enough to just say you're not getting it because of X, Y, and Z. Whether you want to throw race in there, whether you want to throw, you know, I don't know, nepotism, whether you call it cronyism, whatever it is you want to call it, you got to figure out a way to crack the code, because any other way, it's just you're just not going to get it anyway. You're just not going to get it. So anyway, That's my response to it.
Callers, let's see what you got to say. We're going to take one more right now. Hank in Chesapeake, Virginia, talk to us.
What's up, Hank?
757.
That's right, Plex. That's what I was going to say, man. My high school, Deep Creek, was one of the first to play your high school, Green Run. I think y'all came in like 82. And so we played y'all in football and baseball. I played against Keith Gouganis and Matt Darby.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Gouganis, Penn State, baby.
Went to Penn State.
Yes, sir.
Dwayne Downing and Darren Perry out of my high school.
DP.
Penn State.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, first off, as a Cowboy fan and here in Virginia,
that's so shocking.
I wanted Marvin Lewis. Okay, I wanted Marvin Lewis as my coach. And I watched my team hire a guy who I said at the time looked like, you know,
why do Dallas fans always say my team? My Cowboys.
He looked like Jerry's kid, so.
Why you say my team? Why don't you just say Dallas?
Listen, hey, LeVar, I told y'all a few weeks ago, I don't know what it is about the whole 757, the whole Tidewater, but
they love
it
Dallas.
Seems like everybody
is a Dallas
is
fan.
Washington, and they're Cowboys fans. Yeah. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't know.
What was
your question?
As a Cowboy fan, I wanted us to hire Marvin Lewis. One, we already had our offense in gear.
TJ's daddy.
And he's known as a defensive coach. So, you know, why not hire somebody like that? African-American coach and quarterback, to me, would have said a lot. You know, Jerry's one of them kind of lacks attention. What better attention than to try to go that route?
You want
to
answer that?
What he does, he hires a guy who looks like his illegitimate son.
Oh,
and look where that guy is.
You know what's funny? You know, does look like his kid. That's kind of funny. We appreciate the call, man. TJ, go ahead. You can have that one.
He makes a great point in being that the Cowboys needed help on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they were rolling. And so I see that point. And then you see what happens this year. They took a big step back defensively, which they knew they needed to address, and they did not. So I can see where they're coming from with that. If you're going to hire a veteran, and Mike McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers. I was there in Cincinnati before Marvin got there, and I saw it firsthand, the change that he implemented and how well of a coach he is. And he not only had to coach us up, he had to change the culture and our mindset.
That's the biggest thing.
And so,
Don't you think that's the biggest thing, though?
Do you know how difficult that is for a head coach to
change
that
a culture?
In professional football.
Guys, y'all have no idea.
Building and the organization
I was in
to
Washington.
Change the mindset and
I have
culture.
An idea.
And so that's why Marvin could have done very well in that situation being the Dallas Cowboys head coach.
You think he could have handled it?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%.
Because Marvin is a player's coach, but he's not a player's coach. He's not letting you run over him. He's not letting you do things you shouldn't do. But he's going to let you be you. It's kind
of – I'm a fan of Marvin.
He's like, well-respected, man.
We had our moments.
He's well-respected.
We have our opinions, but I bang with Marv. Like, I almost won a defensive MVP under Marvin Lewis. Like, I literally, like, finished, like, third or second in voting for defensive MVP the year I was with him. So, I know what he's capable of doing firsthand.
Man, we're going to get Marvin on the show next week.
We're going to do that?
We're going to get Marvin on the show.
We're
going to get Marvin on the show next week.
Let's take a break, man.
They felt that they needed to get Mike McCarthy off the couch. You know, he needed some exercise. So he's down in Fort Worth.
I think we're over this coach's carousel conversation. That's dead in the water, man. It's Championship Sunday coming up. We got some great games. And one topic that I wanted to bring up for us to talk about is Josh Allen. We all know about the Buffalo Bills and what they got going on, and now they find themselves on Championship Sunday and Josh Allen having the opportunity to really put the spotlight on his career. When we get back, I want to talk about how big of a game for Josh Allen is this going into the KC week. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. Take a quick deep breath. Get a little entume on you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Up On Game.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Listening to Up On Game. LeVar Arrington, Plexico Burris, and I'm TJ Hushmanzada live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle. When I say a bundle, I mean a lot of money on your auto insurance.
Cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Yeah. So,
Mossy,
as we start to wind down, Championship Sunday, AFC, NFC Championship Football. Who's going to play in the Super Bowl? But better yet, what does a win do for Josh Allen's career? Does it elevate him and take him to another level? Or is it just, oh, you have a great team, you have Stephon Diggs? What does a win do for Josh Allen if he's able to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow?
You want it, Plex?
You know what? I don't really think that Josh Allen has a great football team, but what he is doing with that team is nothing less than remarkable.
Hmm.
I mean, he has Stephon Diggs, who has been the best wide receiver in the AFC all year long. But, you know, you're just looking back at the 2018 draft, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, you know, Josh Allen was a third quarterback pick, and obviously Lamar Jackson.
Sam Darnold
and Lamar winning the MVP last year. But if Josh Allen goes into Kansas City tomorrow and he wins this football game, he will be the king of all kings.
Mm.
He will be one of the elite next great quarterbacks behind Patrick Mahomes. Even if he does win the game, Patrick Mahomes is still going to be the best quarterback. But for him to take that football team from not even winning a playoff game 25 years ago to going into Kansas City, which is a disadvantage for the Kansas City, really not, you know, having all the fans there because I think it's the second loudest venue behind Seattle. But if he can go in there and get a win, man, it'll be something that, you know, nobody can imagine it. But I'm looking at it and I'm like, how is the line only 3 on this game?
Mm.
Maybe Vegas knows something that I don't know. It's only a three-point difference on the line for this game. But if Josh Allen goes down and wins this game, man, you know, it'll be something that nobody really expects for them to do, just because I think Kansas City is the better team. No fans or full house. Kansas City is the better team. But if they manage to go down there and pull it out, man, Josh Allen will be he'll be a hero in Buffalo forever.
You know, I'm a big cheeseburger fan. And
shocker.
And when you eat a burger without cheese, it just doesn't give you the same feeling. I don't get as excited about it. I just don't feel the way that I feel when it has that piece of cheese on it. If Josh Allen goes in here and wins this game, that's like putting two pieces of cheese on your burger.
And hook it up.
It's hooked up. That is like it's just like for me. I see him. He can make himself so attractive. I mean, so attractive by going in. I think about Buffalo. You think about the history of them. Buffalo Bills, to all you young bucks out there, old heads, you'll dig what I'm saying when I say this. Young, new school cats, y'all probably won't because it's been too long ago. But Buffalo was like the Duke Blue Devils of the NFL. They were the
90s,
team.
No doubt.
They were the team that you
just couldn't get over the hump.
But you didn't want them to win.
No,
because they were so good. And the way they kind of came, the way they came across to you, it was like they were such an established group. They didn't hit you like I don't know why, but they weren't as popular and they didn't hit you like the Giants did. You know, that had that edge. They didn't hit you like the 49ers did with Jerry Rice and Taylor and Rathman and Montana and all those guys. And you're talking about Phil Simms and Lawrence Taylor and, you know, all those guys on those Giants teams. You always wanted to see them teams beat Buffalo. But yet, the one thing about Buffalo is they were in the hunt every single year and are still the only team to go to four consecutive Super Bowls and not win one.
And you know, hey, when I was a shorty, you know, you looking back at that and say, okay, you know, the Buffalo Bills went to four Super Bowls in a row, whoop-de-doo. And then you get the opportunity to play in the NFL.
And you realize how hard it is.
And you be like, yo.
Four in a row?
They went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and didn't get a chip.
They might be four losses away from being the number, I mean, you'd have to say maybe the number one franchise outside of the Steelers to do that when they had the steel curtain. So here's the point. This is why I set the table that way, because I don't want to get us too far away from the point. The point is that those guys are some of the most beloved football players in the history of the game. Talking Jim Kelly to Bruce Smith to Cornelius Bennett. To the 757 Tidewater to Andre Reed, you name it. Daryl Talley, Mark Kelso went to North Hills High. Shouts out to Mark Kelso, Don,
James,
you know, BB.
James Lofton.
There's so many guys on this team, right? And if Josh Allen takes this team to a Super Bowl, he's already, first off, today, he's already solidified as a football hero in Buffalo.
He's a top five quarterback.
If he wins tomorrow, I believe if he wins tomorrow, he now puts himself in that conversation of what you just said, Plex, and he shines a super bright spotlight on everything that he does. So I almost feel like it is, if he wins tomorrow, I don't even think he has to win the Super Bowl. If he wins tomorrow, he will have solidified what he needed to do in his campaign this year. But it's going to come down to what he does next year that will solidify if he wins tomorrow against that Kansas City Chiefs team.
Man, for me, it's what Plex said. He's a top five quarterback in the league right now. And when you look at his improvement, his rookie year.
It's amazing.
Threw for 172 yards a game, a quarterback rating of 67.9. His second year, last year, 193 yards a game, quarterback rating of 85. This year, throwing for 284 yards a game and a quarterback rating of 107.2. He's improved so much every year that it's crazy. If he gets any better, then we're talking Buffalo from when we were growing up. four straight Super Bowls, playing in the AFC Championship game every year. But there's a lot of teams that are picking, or a lot of people that are picking the Bills to win tomorrow. It's not like they played earlier in the year in Kansas City. It was 26-17.
They beat them pretty good.
It was 26-17. Yep. 9-point game. Buffalo's much improved. Kansas City is Kansas City, but they're not putting up points that we're accustomed to seeing. And so it's going to be a really good game. But if he wins this game, I don't know how much it can do for him, because in my eyes, he's already established himself as a top five quarterback, pushing his way into the top three easy.
I think he puts himself in the conversations of now being a preseason MVP. It's almost like that guy that's pushing for the Pro Bowl that didn't quite make the Pro Bowl, and the only way Mahomes, you're going to push a guy out.
Him and Mahomes are the best two young quarterbacks in the National Football League.
So if Josh Allen goes down and wins tomorrow, do you think he's the best quarterback of that 2018 draft?
No.
I believe he's the best quarterback in that draft right now.
No. Mm. I say Lamar.
Lamar has had more success. But when you watch the game, what does the game tell you? When you watch games, who would you rather have as your quarterback, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
Knowing what we know now,
I'm taking Josh Allen right now. Last year, I would have taken Lamar. I'm taking Josh Allen.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson.
Longevity, you know, franchise quarterback. Knowing what we know now, I would take Josh Allen.
Trending. Let's go to David Gascon. What? Who are you taking, Dave?
Man, I don't know. I would love to see the quarterback story with Mahomes and Brady going at it. Hmm. But the luxury that we have this year, fellas, is we got four teams with four good quarterbacks.
That is true. Young versus old.
Yeah, you have two quarterbacks that are – I mean, you can't say Mahomes is on the come, but Josh Allen certainly is on the come, considering the fact that he elevated his play from last year to this season. But Mahomes is there. Rodgers has been there, done that. And obviously Brady on the tail end of his career. I mean, dude could play into his 50s right now, it looks like, because 43 years of age, still put up monster numbers. We'll see what happens. I mean, no Antonio Brown that ball game, but either way, the Vegas lines right now, it doesn't matter if it's Buffalo versus Green Bay or Buffalo versus Tampa Bay, the NFC's favorite against the Bills in the Super Bowl. So it'll be kind of wild. Did see that something went down. I don't know if you guys are interested in this at all, but BetMGM announced that someone put a bet down on a parlay. Conor McGregor and the Green Bay Packers -3.5. The parlay, $209,000. It'll pay out just about $340,000.
I feel sorry for him.
It'll pay out how much?
It'll pay $335,865 to be
exact. Hey, somebody take that man home. he's not in his right mind right now. Clearly he's not. Somebody pick this man up, please.
You guys were talking earlier about coaches and coordinators. Well, the Miami Dolphins are hiring Central Michigan offensive coordinator Charlie Fry as their new quarterbacks coach. He worked with Tua Tagovailoa back in the day. NBA news, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Avery Bradley, and also Myles Leonard aren't going to play today against Brooklyn. They're out also on Monday as well because of COVID-19. Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox have signed Garrett Richards to a one-year deal worth $10 million. College basketball, number 8, Houston won. Number 9, Kansas lost at Oklahoma. And number 11, Creighton defeated number 23, UConn, 74-66. On the ice, Columbus leads Tampa Bay right now. 2-1 is the final score. Back to Up On Game in just 10 seconds. But first, fellas, a word from our friends over at Farmers.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Circle Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
But guys, no matter what happens, you got to hope if you're a Bills fan, you do not see a game, whether it's the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, come down to a field goal.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure people will need some insurance.
Hey, and you know what?
If they lose their money off of a field goal.
Hey, you know what? Scott Norwood is still getting hate mail still to this day.
Makes no sense.
And he probably needs insurance, and that's why we're live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, because we're insured. and Farmers is our people, all right? Call 1-888-FARMERS. I keep struggling with this 3-8s, man. It confuses me. And you could save a whole lot of something on your auto insurance. Make sure you have the insurance that you need when you're driving to where you're going, all right? All right, so listen, we were talking about Josh Allen, and I kind of wanted to keep going, but then I get this piece of paper brought into the room, and I really got to set this one up because I think we need to discuss this. And it goes back to our conversation last week about players in different sports having a different type of pool to be able to leverage what they want to get done and do it how they want to do it. Latest report from Deshaun Watson. And which, by the way, let me preface this by saying anytime you keep hearing headlines that come out about a guy who wants to get out, I'm just saying it usually happens. So here we go. Report, Deshaun Watson prefers Jets over Dolphins. We're talking like he's a draft prospect. We're talking like he's going to be a free agent. We're talking as though this man is free to go where he wants to go. It's been suggested that Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson wants to play for the Dolphins. Reportedly, there's another team in the AFC East even higher on his lifts. Lift, they put, but I'm going to put list just in case.
Who could that be, the Jets?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald reports that Watson's number one choice is the Jets. Watson this week told People, the Jets are his top preference among the teams. This is my Whitlock voice. Watson this week told People the Jets are his top preference among the teams he'd like to be traded to because they hired Robert Saleh to be their coach, and Watson values Saleh so much he wanted the Texans to interview him for the vacant head coach job. Salguero writes. That's interesting because that's number two. That's a number two. Like, that's another coach that he wanted to be interviewed, and we heard nothing about that for Houston. Are they trying to spite him? Are they trying to spite him out of Houston?
I look at it like this. If the Jets can give up the third pick, and I don't know if the Texans will want Sam Darnold. I believe Sam Darnold can be a good quarterback if put in a better situation. The problem is when you acquire somebody like Deshaun Watson, what do you have to give up? Because now they need a ton of pieces, and they could quite possibly be weakening their draft capital that they could surround players around Deshaun with. So to me, that says a lot about how Robert Saleh is viewed in NFL circles and by players, that you have a quarterback that would prefer to go to a team that was worse than the team he played on because he believes so much in the recently hired head coach that he can get the job done. And so if I'm Robert Saleh, that makes you feel good as a coach. That makes you want to work that much harder. And players are going to want to play for him and the New York Jets if that's the case. If Deshaun Watson would rather go to the Jets over the Dolphins, and you look at the pieces in place on each team, you would look and say the Dolphins have a better chance to win, and Deshaun Watson is looking at the coach saying, I like and I would prefer to play for this coach over anyone else.
TJ, you talking about Deshaun Watson going to the Jets and what the Jets have to give up. With all due respect, they have nothing to give up.
No, they have a lot of draft picks. The Jamal Adams trade, they have a lot of picks to give up, and they can those picks.
They can. But I just don't understand for the life of me why a quarterback of Deshaun Watson's caliber, with the team that he's already on in Houston, he wants to come to the New York Jets and play quarterback in New York. It's a bad situation getting worse. You're going to a worse football team. I think it's more of him coming here. He wants to play under Robert Saleh, and it's in New York. If he can come here and turn the franchise around, which he's capable of doing on any, organization, I think it's more of a branding thing for him more than anything. for him to get out of Houston and come to New York, but I just don't understand for the life of me why he would want to leave Houston and come play for the Jets and think that it's going to get any better.
The coach.
So, the coach, but you still listen, the Jets are probably arguably the second worst organization in football. I played there for a year. And just when you get out of your car and you push your button and you walk in the building, it just has this aura of, you know what, I hope we can win this week. Mm-hmm. It just has that aura of, you know, it's just not a winning.
It ain't a positive one.
It's a mindset, it's man. That's a mindset. You get a coach in there and players in there that believe, the whole mindset in the organization changes, man.
I just don't understand why. You know, I don't know who this reporter is in Miami or if it's even true, but for Deshaun to leave Houston and come here and play for the New York Jets, I just don't understand it.
Well, we're coming down the tail end, the last leg of this race called Up On Game. We're going to make our picks.
Hand me the baton, man. Let's go.
Well, we're going to make our picks on the other side of this break. So get your pens and your pieces of paper or get your record ready. And make sure you subscribe during the break. You got a little bit of time. Go on to where you download your your podcast and subscribe on to the Up On Game podcast. All right? Do that for us. We need that support. Otherwise, they'll take us off the air and say that, you know, we wasn't good enough.
Well, you ain't give us no bars today. That's why they're going to take us off. No bars.
Here we go.
This track banging, though.
Here we go. You got to subscribe.
It's an acapella.
Today, because we're... We way over the time, so I'm gonna stop.
Too much coffee.
Yeah, I ain't gonna shoot my bars yet. You're listening to Up On Game. We'll be right back. I might ready to get y'all some bars when we come back. All right, we'll be back.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here we go. Last segment, so here we go. I'm about to give y'all a little line about all
Q-tip.
This time. I'm going to jump on this Tribe Called Quest because I got R&B flex. Who we going to take? Who we going to take? Who you got this weekend? Who we going to take? I don't know. I'm here thinking about who I'm going to take. Well, listen here. I'm looking at Green Bay.
Taking Farmers Insurance.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Rest in peace to the great Fife Dog. Rest in peace to the great Fife Dog.
Yeah, shouts out to Fife, man. Rest of them dudes. Hey, listen. Who y'all got? We got Green Bay. We got Tampa Bay. Battle of the juggernauts at the quarterback's position. The OGs. Aaron Rodgers still got enough left to go for a few more years. Some may say Tom Brady's got enough left to go a few more years. Let's start there. Who we got first? Who we got in that one?
You got it, Plex. Go ahead.
I'm going with Green Bay. I just think that no Antonio Brown on offense. I don't think the cold is really going to – it's not going to affect Tom Brady at all. But, you know, he's played all those years in Massachusetts, but – I just think it's just too much Green Bay, too much Devontae Adams defense. I think they get it done.
Okay.
DJ? The other game, right? Or are we just going one game right now?
One right this second.
Oh, well, I'm going to go both, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going both. My preseason, we're talking before the season started in September. My preseason Super Bowl picks were the Kansas City Chiefs against the Tampa Bay Bucs. I'm not changing them now. So I'm going with the Chiefs and I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because that was my preseason before the season started picks, and I'm rolling with it.
I think Green Bay is going to beat Tampa Bay in this game. And I think it's going to be decisive. I think it's going to be a decisive Green Bay victory over Tampa Bay. I think that they are clicking, and I think that they have the answers to what it will take to beat a red-hot Tampa Bay team, and I'm taking the Bills in the upset. I think the Bills.
Man, that game scares me, man. The Bills are playing so well.
I think they're ready for this.
Playing so well.
Everybody wants to see the best game. Two best quarterbacks right now: Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers,
young
in
boys.
The Super Bowl.
Old heads.
Let's get it on.
Ugh. Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen. Josh Allen comes up short, but we'll have that conversation at another point in time. Hey, make sure you go to wherever you download your podcast and subscribe to Up On Game. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show, make sure you check it out. We had some great topics. Talked about Eric Bieniemy and a couple other things, coaching carousels. Talked about Josh Allen legacy play. Make sure you check us out. We're here every weekend, Up On Game. LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, LeVar Arrington, Fox Sports Radio.